Welcome back, fans in the pro. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, and he joins us almost every football season, and we always look forward to it. Roman Harper, part of the Saints championship team, was in, of course, Caesars Superdome last night for the game. And how you doing, Roman?
I'm doing good, man. How are you guys, man? What's up with you guys?
We're good. I'll do my usual. I'll get a couple of things, you know, out of the way,
and then
I'll let you induce, do your code, and you know, and talk. But man, that was tough last night. There were a lot of good things, Drew, of course, and just having you guys back together is to me the coolest thing ever. But you can't look at that defense and that tackling and 225 yards plus in back to back weeks and have a real warm fuzzy feeling.
No, the game was terrible. I mean, dude, I just started drinking. I didn't even pay attention to it. I was not going to let them bring down
Deuce and I do not have that option.
Yeah, you guys are really working. I was just like, dude, I'm not going to let that slow me down. It was too good, too many warm feelings. From the Hall of Fame luncheon to, you know, Sean popping in there and talking his trash. Like, it was awesome. And so just to and I had my family there, so I wanted to make sure I was in the right mindset. But look, man, they got to find a way to win a game. They got to stop the bleeding. And the thing about it is that I know you're injured, but in the NFL, nobody cares. And so at some point, you got to have that type of attitude. Somebody has to step up and make a play for this team. Somebody has to step up and say, hey, we're not going to allow this to continue to go. We got to go win a game. And so I don't know how they do that. I don't know which quarterback it's going to be under, or who's going to be making that play on defense. But somebody has to do it. Because right now this team doesn't seem like they have a lot of confidence. They don't seem like they have a lot of hope. And with that comes a lot of losing. And so I see it all the time on Saturdays when I'm watching all this college football, where good teams find ways to win games and bad teams find ways to lose them. And so which one are you deciding to be? You guys make up your mind about that and go from there. But right now the Saints aren't looking good. And I think the worst thing about it, honestly, is that it's because the way they started the first two games that got everybody's mind and expectations a certain way, and then the letdown. Like, if it was just kind of scattered out, I don't know if the same feeling would be the same. But you start out so good, and now it's been this since those first two games.
Hart.
What up?
If the standard is the standard, how do you get back to the standard?
Dude, I think
don't give me a sigh. I mean, because I am so frustrated with what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And you can talk about injuries or you can talk about nobody cares. The standard is the standard. And you weren't a part of it earlier where we talked about, I'm not in a position to call you out because I'm not out there. But at some point, you got to look at what you're doing.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
You see what I'm saying?
No doubt. If you ain't lying, you're not lying. You are not lying.
I mean, and so.
And take pride in your work and take pride in what you're doing.
Say it again, Hawk.
And you got to take pride in who you are. Like, look, man, like at some point, like, and I know I hate being the when I was playing guy, right? I hate that. But when I was playing, dude, at some point, I'm like, dude, I'm going to bust a mother sucker in the face. Like I don't care. Like, I'm not just going to roll over and get beat. I'm going to get a flag or something. Like, something got to go. But you can't just allow the losses to continue to mount. Nobody does anything. We're not going to take it. And like you're saying, Deuce, the standard, if the standard is the standard, why is it changing? And so that part has to be done. And, man, they got to find a way to do it. And, Deuce, I don't have the answers because me and you are not lined up. We don't have a jersey. So there's nothing I can do or say that's going to change or motivate inside that locker room. It's got to be those guys inside of it that determine that, hey, we are not going to take this anymore. Somebody's got to stand up and go out there and make that play.
Yeah, and so for us, you know, it makes me mad when I see it, and then it makes me mad when I read it, you know, just because you get people that are yapping, and they really don't have a clue. But everybody's got a right to say and print and do what they choose. but at least know what you're talking about. And half the time, that's not the case.
No, a lot of people just want to be first. Sorry, go ahead, Deuce.
No, but my problem is, if you're getting the opportunity to play that game, and you know, if you're getting the opportunity to play that game, what you put on film speaks for itself.
Yes, it does.
And I don't have a question for you, so I mean, I'm really mad now.
No, I can tell. So, look, everything you're saying.
I'd rather
is
him
real,
take it out on you than me. So let's just keep this going.
No, it's fine. No, I get it, man. And the thing is, it's so frustrating when you, especially when like this defense has potential to be better. And I'm not. And potential is the worst word or compliment in sports because that means you ain't did it. All right. And their opinion of you is higher than wherever it is right now where you're standing. And so that matters. But, you know, to see the tackling where it was versus Tampa Bay when all of a sudden they made their plays and their runs last week, that was terrible. And all of a sudden you see a team like Denver stroll in here, and Denver hasn't been an offensive juggernaut. They haven't done a lot of great things this year. And all of a sudden you allow them to get on a roll at your home field. Like, those things matter. The Dome was ready to rock last night. The players didn't show up. And so when that's starting to happen, that is disappointing. And like Deuce said, somebody has to step up and say, this ain't it. We got to get it going. And so, and it's easy to sit up here and point fingers at the coach and point fingers at this and that. That's easy to do in the newspapers. But inside of that locker room, the players got to stand up and make plays because it ain't all on coaching. It's not, you know. And I hope, and I know DA, and I know Mickey, I know everybody over in that building, just like Deuce does, just like everybody else does. The best thing about New Orleans and the Saints organization, that it is a family-run organization. Like, everybody knows everybody in that community, and everybody roots for everybody over there. And so when they lose, it hurts us all. And when they win, we all celebrate together. And right now, we want to celebrate together way more than we want to talk about this continued losing, and it's bringing down everybody else around. And we're tired of it. And as a fan, you should be mad. You should be ticked off. And the players need to step up and respond the proper way.
Yeah, and Hop, this is really, you know, we know it's a result-driven business. You've lost five.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's lost upon anybody. I think they understand and realize, you know, when you've looked at home games, you've had too many other fans at the Dome. I cannot fault a fan for selling tickets. I cannot fault, because if the product that you're supposedly cheering for isn't exciting, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. But at the same time, it's my job as a player to go out and perform, and you're just not getting it consistently.
No, you're not getting it at all consistently. Look, you know, last week they were down 24-0. Then they come and score 27 straight. So I'm like, oh, man, they can do it. Then they go off and let them score another, what was that? They end up with 50 or so.
Yeah, 27. Whatever that math is.
Yeah, 27.
Yeah, right. That math, whatever that math is. I'm sorry I went to Alabama, guys. Deuce is he right there with me because he went to Ole Miss. So I know they ain't learned. They ain't counting either. So only thing they count is checks, baby. Checks, baby. Anyways, but that whole deal. And so you see these flashes in this team, and it's like, why can't we get this all the time? Why can't we be mentally tough enough to say, hey, like, we're going to not do the mental errors. We're actually going to tackle. We're going to try and get guys down. And like Deuce and I have said already, nobody cares that the injuries happen. Injuries are part of the game. And if you think anybody feels bad for you for having an injury, you're lying to yourself. And so what are you going to do about it? And it's really just supposed to be next man up, or that is an opportunity for another person. It'd be interesting to see if they continue to roll out Spencer Rattler as well, or do they give Heiner a chance? Because right now this team's desperate. And this is no knock on Spencer Rattler as much as it's just like, dude, the dude's a rookie, and Heiner may give you a spark. Because you just need anything at this point. Nothing's really truly working. They'll come off a short little bye week, and you know, the mini bye, because it's a Thursday night game. And so you try and get your mind back. And, dude, they just need to go win a game. Just go win a game and then see where we're at.
So let me ask a quick question. I'm going to, because I got a couple of callers that are asking this, and I'm going to ask this in a way that I hope is appropriate. This is all about Dennis Allen, and you know, there you either like Dennis Allen or you don't. There ain't nobody in the middle. It's kind of like Derek Carr, and so
that's true.
And so it's kind of hypothetical right now, and I believe like you do that this is in the locker room, and you know, coaches, it's all part of this team, but things do not get turned around. And so my question isn't should they fire, will they fire? Forget about that. What are the signs that of any team when they've started to quit on their coach? And I'm not saying that has happened here or will happen here, but just what do you see when you feel like a team has quit on their coach?
I feel like you have no. It feels like you have no connection to the team. But the thing that's really hard, though, is like players should still play hard. Like, that's the thing that Deuce is talking about. Like, players, dude, everybody's watching. Everything you do is on tape. That's part of your resume that goes on, and everybody else watches it, too. And so when you don't play hard, or you don't play to a certain standard, like, that's out there. And right now, I don't know if they're not playing hard for Dennis or – I just don't know how much they're playing for each other, which is scarier. And so that's the thing that you got to get. If I'm DA, I'm like, bro, remove me out of this. Like, what are we doing for each other? Like, how do we get to where we're playing for each other and doing it the way we were? Not only that, but how can we have fun again? Because this first 2 weeks looked like they were having fun. And it don't look like they're having fun right now. So when we celebrate, let's celebrate. When we do this, let's do this. And just, like, those are the things about it that I always look for. But as far as, like, losing a team, it's usually, like, penalties, dumb mistakes, you know, all these other little things. And right now, you know, after about the second quarter, man, I just started drinking, and I don't really remember anything really about the second half. So,
well, you did not. Like, you didn't miss anything.
Harp, yeah, thank you. I didn't think I did.
Harp, I got one. I got my last question for you, Harp. So here's a potential situation, as me and you both know, particularly for myself. If you are continuing down the road that you are now, and there is change, what happens to 70% of your players?
Oh, they all gone. They got to go bring in their own people and their own players and this, that, and that. Everybody's gone. Like, that's the thing about it, man. It is a performance-based business.
And so, everybody's gone. Before you even say it, I don't think enough guys understand that. So you can say I'm mad at the coach or I don't like the coach, but you do realize if he's not here, there's a high percentage you won't be either.
I think it's higher than 70, Deuce.
I tried to be nice.
It's like 80, 85.
I tried to be nice.
Yeah, dude, I think it's 80, 85% gone. Gone. Finito. I mean, I saw it just in a year and a half. From when Greg Williams left, and we went to Spags to Rob Ryan. It's like 85% done in like a year and a half, 2 years. Done, gone. Like, that's what happens. And so it's a performance-based business. And yes, they're not performing at the same level, but like you're saying, Deuce, and you should keep on talking about it, Deuce, on this radio, is like, dude, we can be mad at any coach, but I ain't seen a coach take a snap yet. And I ain't seen a great coach without great players or players stepping up and making plays. This is a player-driven league, period. We all know it. And so the players are who I'm looking at like, bro, come on, guys. Come on. Like, this is who we're looking at and saying, you guys have got to step it up and go out there and win a game, not only for yourselves but for the city, for your coach. Like, who are we fighting for? And, like, that's the question that you should ask all of them, Deuce, is who are they fighting for? Well, what are they doing it for?
I tell you one thing. I would still be in the situation and say, hey, look, I like getting paid. And right now I got a pretty good situation, so I'm going to do what I need to do to make sure that I'm still getting paid, not only for this year but for next year too.
It's crazy how much people do not think about those things. They think like, oh, man, you know, I just get another situation. I'm like, bro, they ain't giving out these jobs to everybody. I'm sorry. They just not giving them out like that. So, and you know how it is. It's even harder when you go to another team where maybe they don't even value the same as the one that you're with. And so that matters too. So they're going to give that playing time and those reps to somebody else that they may want already in that spot. People don't understand, man. It's a blessing and a curse. And when you're outside of it, we totally remember how much of a blessing it was. And you don't appreciate as much when you're in it. That's just life.
Well, let me say this. You two understand it. You two feel this exact same way because you both talked about it in the exact same way, Deuce before you. Texas, Georgia, man. This is what it's all about, right? SEC weekend, Texas, Georgia. Huh? That's got to be awesome.
Man, it's going to be awesome. This is the one game that everybody circled at the beginning of the year as soon as it came out. And Texas has been that team. But Texas is nervously optimistic because University of Texas has always dropped a game somewhere in the season when they're not supposed to. Lucky it's a 12-team playoffs. I don't know if this is the Georgia team to do it, but Georgia has always beaten everybody not named Alabama. So we're used to that point, too. So something's got to break here. I'm interested in watching, can Georgia's defensive secondary keep up with the speed of Texas guys on the outside? And can Mike Bobo call the game correctly for Georgia to get them on a hot start to actually play fast early and be able to finish for four quarters? Because this is a place Georgia's never in, which is the underdog. So Kirby gets to play the reverse rat poison and all that other stuff that Nick Saban used to do. And it's an unfamiliar place, but it's a place that you love to be. Everybody loves playing the underdog card. It's teams that aren't even the underdog. I'm like, man, we're not respected. I'm like, dude, you're number one overall in the country. What are you talking about? Oh, they don't respect us. I'm like, dude, everybody wants to be underdog because that's the easy angle at it. But this is a game that you're not going to have to get Georgia fired up for. They're going to show up. And Georgia has DNA, championship DNA, that you can't put on paper, that you can't put on sports betting, that is not going to go into what the plus and minus is of this game. But they have the ability to rise at any level and go get it. And they've shown that at times this year. They just haven't played complete games. They got to get that squared away. And Texas, man, has been on fire. They've been really, really good, and they're a lot better defensively than what people give them credit for because they always want to talk about the offense and Sarkisian. But defensively, they're really fast and athletic. They got some really good guys. They got some pros on three different levels. And it's going to be a barn burner. I'm really excited.
Well, I'm done, my friend Deuce.
Harp, go enjoy the family, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, man. And Deuce, man, hey, I had Ole Miss getting in the playoffs, dog.
Did I bring that up? I didn't say anything about Alabama. I didn't say anything about Ole Miss. I was trying to be nice. I was trying to, you know, not be mad and angry, but I'm mad and angry now. Go do something with the family.
Hey, my guy, I love y'all, man.
Thanks.
Be good.
Appreciate it, Roman. Man, it's just a blast to have Roman on and talking SEC and talking Saints. And he was there last night.